This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.
I'm Larry Anglesano, reporting for Aviation Consumer here at AirVenture 2016 in Oshkosh. I'm talking with Andrew Baker at TrueTrack Autopilots. Now, if you're not familiar with TrueTrack, these folks are veterans in autopilot technology for experimental airplanes. They're here at the show with the Vision System. It's a project they're trying to get certified for certificated aircraft. Andrew, can you give us a summary of the Vision System and what you're trying to do with this certification effort?
Yeah, you bet. So the Vision is kind of the middle of the line for the TrueTrack product line, but obviously the most popular at that same time. The autopilot has several features built into it. We've got track mode. We've got the ability to follow a flight plan in the GPS. We've got altitude hold, vertical speed climb descent, as well as altitude select. We've also got some really nice safety features built into this system. We have minimum and maximum airspeed, and we also have the emergency level feature. So you push the little blue button and it goes to wings level and zero vertical speed. We've also got some really nice servos that we're using with this system. It's what we call our high torque servo. These have a disengaged clutch, a slip clutch, and there are also no software in it. So it's a lot safer system than a lot of the other ones that are out there, at least in our opinion.
Are the servos similar to actuators you'd find in other autopilots, or is it a bold design?
The TrueTrack servo was originally designed in the late 90s, and this high torque servo is really just the next step forward in that. The same servo base design using a stepper motor and that same complex square wave that we use to drive that stepper motor works in this exact same situation with the high torque servo. All we've done is added a little more capability to the servo so that we can fly those aircraft with little heavier control loads, and we also added that disengage and slip clutch to it. So it's a step forward for us in design from what we've had in the original servo, but this high torque servo was actually designed around 2003 for the Virgin Atlantic Global Flyer project.
So we're sitting in a vintage Cessna 172 where the Vision is installed. What is the target market for this system? Is it the Cessna, Piper, lower end of the market, or what's your focus?
Well, obviously the 172 is really important. There are, you know, about 20,000 of those still flying in the States today. Piper's equally important out there with about the same numbers in the Cherokee line. So obviously those are going to be some main focuses, but you know, the market tends to choose what it wants to have, and we've had several Bonanza guys come by and wanting a system as well. So we'll see. The sky's kind of the limit there on who all wants to have an affordable autopilot.
So let's talk briefly about what's going on in the certification world. You know, we've seen non-certified EFIS displays earn STC, AML STC. Is that the route you're looking to go with this certification?
And that is exactly right. We're looking at that exact same pathway for this system. So, like I said, there are some design features built into it that will really help make the difference in being able to take it down that pathway. We've got an FAA today that is extremely interested in improving the safety record in the existing fleet, and this is a great opportunity to do that.
What challenges do you see in gaining these STCs? You know, it's difficult to get an AML for just about any autopilot component. Is that a time-consuming process to gain these STCs, or is the current regulatory changes going to help?
Obviously, it's going to always be a little more difficult to get an autopilot STC than it is for an attitude gyro type system, because you have installation specifics for each model. Sometimes even within each type. So we will have to do a little bit more than was done with like the Dynon or the Garmin there, but we're still very hopeful that it's a simpler pathway than has previously existed. So we're expecting to have to prove some of the system each time in each new model. But
do you have a time frame in mind as to when the system might appear to market, or is that looking a little bit too far ahead at this point?
Time frames can be very difficult, and you know, people tend to get upset when you quote shorter than it ends up being, but our objective is in the next 6 to 8 months to be able to have at least the 172 done.
And we've seen autopilot pricing really creep up in the past few years. Even entry-level systems that are certified are up there in price. What do you think is a sweet spot for autopilot retrofits in this type of airplane, you know, a Skyhawk 2 or Piper Cherokee or something?
Right. Well, when we entered the market back in the experimental world in the early 2000s, you know, look at the price and the value that was available in those aircraft. You're talking about airplanes that were worth between $40,000 and $80,000, which is kind of the sweet spot really right now of what we're seeing in the certified fleet. So we figure that the same price structure that worked then should be able to work in the existing certified fleet. So we're looking at around $4,000 to $5,000 is what we're trying to hit right now with the Vision Autopilot.
And what type of installation effort do you see as far as shop time?
We're hoping to keep it under 2 days of shop time, actually. We're working really hard on our installation design, trying to make these things as simple as possible to install in the aircraft.
Where can folks learn more about the system and TrueTrack in general?
Well, they can obviously always give us a call there at TrueTrack or visit us on the web at TrueTrackAP.com.
You've been listening to Aviation Consumers coverage here at AirVenture 2016 in Oshkosh. I'm Larry Anglesano. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.